Break out your tinfoil hats. It's time for a conspiracy theory-pilled episode of All Gas, No Trash. My name's Adam, and yeah, as you can see on the thumbnail, we are talking about Jelly Haha. But before we get to that, I had a quick few things I wanted to talk about within the Game Rage magazine No Curse Minute. First of all, I want to give a quick shout out to those of you that have been viewing our episodes and subscribing to the channel. It is much appreciated. And lastly, I just wanted to quickly point out that we do have the debut album of Jelly Haha on the way, which is coming out on June 27th, this coming Friday. And we will have an album review for you on the way, although I'm not entirely sure when that album, or rather that album review, is going to be coming out. So in either case, just be on the lookout for it. And that is the Game Rage magazine No Curse Minute. So as I was previously stating, we are talking about Jelly Haha's debut album and also the performance aspect of the project. So I noticed as I was reviewing the video that I recorded of her at the Silver Lake Lounge, something became apparent to me. As I was watching this numerous times, that the there is a quite a bit of orchestration, or rather a great deal of careful planning within the track listing of the album and also the performance itself. And let me point out why that is. So as I was watching this performance unfold, not only in person, but also checking back on the video that I recorded, you know, numerous times, I noticed that there is choreography throughout the entire set. And, you know, if you want to go check that out for yourself, you can go on our YouTube channel and you can find it in the Jelly Haha Saga playlist that should be available on our page. Or even if you Google it, just type in Jelly Haha at the Silver Lake Lounge and we should come up as the result. Or yeah, you should be able to find it. But in any case, I noticed that there is choreography throughout the entire set. And naturally, you know, as one performs 30 minutes of exercise, it can be very physically demanding. And when it comes to Jelly Haha, since she's not playing an instrument, she's doing this choreography in addition to the singing that she does with the project. And of course, she has her whole, I guess, her whole posse that is part of the band as well. The two flute players, the two minions that dance and move with her. Then, of course, there's the person that works, or rather plays the analog synthesizer, as well as like the backing track, I believe. And then there's also the drummer. And I guess as I was looking at the track list for the album, which is on Bandcamp, the live performance or the live set of Jelly Haha is played very much in lockstep with the track listing of the album. But again, pointing back to the physical aspect of the performance, the choreography, I noticed that Funny Music has Jelly Haha in a, I guess, in a frenzy, moving across the stage and also singing. And I'm just thinking, damn, that's a song that she's very active on. And then things slow down and dial back with Spit, which is one of the singles that was released in addition to Funny Music. And the most recent single, Normalize, is the third track on the album, and it's another relaxed track. And then we pick things back up with Bounce House, with Jelly Haha dancing on the stage and also pulling out a trampoline as she's jumping and also singing. So what this all means in grand scheme is that I think the track listing in combination with the music and the choreography, it is arranged in such a way that allows for Jelly Haha to control her breathing. And as I was saying before, Funny Music is a song where she's extremely active. So, as one would imagine with all kinds of dancing and stuff, you run out of breath rather quickly, and especially when you're singing. So in order for Jelly Haha to catch her breath, things need to slow down. And she has the opportunity to do so with the two songs that follow afterwards, which are Spit and Normalize. And then after the fact, when those two songs slow down and she's not nearly as active, I guess you could say, Bounce House brings her right back into, you know, being in a frenzy, I suppose, in a physical manner, I guess. And that's kind of the pattern that I noticed within the set that she performed, is that we have a song that has her super active, and then we dial it back with a song that slows down the pace, allows her to catch her breath, and then we pick things back up. And I can't remember the rest of the set. Let me double check, because I think I took a screenshot of the other songs that she played. And so after Bounce House, she plays Piss Artist, which is more of like a spoken word type of song. It has her talking a lot. And yes, she is doing choreography, but it's not nearly as physically demanding as, say, like Funny Music, I guess, or Bounce House. And then Tiramisu is somewhere in between, where, at least from what I remember, she was throwing props into the crowd, and her minions were like doing this hand wavy thing, and she was standing at the very back end and standing on top on a little step ladder, and she was doing her own dance. But it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't nearly as physically demanding as Funny Music or Bounce House. And then the second to last song that we heard in the set was Jellyverse, which I don't think was a physically demanding song, but again, it's just another opportunity for her to catch her breath. And then we finally close out the set with Pluto Is Not a Planet, It's a Restaurant. And this one is somewhere in between. Like, yes, Jelly Haha does sing, and her minions break out these red plastic sphere, or not spheres, but circles. And she's like circling her finger around this red plate, I guess you could say. And when it eventually turns into just an instrumental portion, she does break out in full dance with her minions. And I don't know, I guess after having reviewed the footage that I have and kind of checking out the other sets that were available on YouTube, this was the conclusion that I came to. And I don't know if I'm being delusional, but knowing how well thought out everything has been up to this point with respect to the project, from the music being the foundation and then eventually spilling out into the visuals, whether that's the photographs, the reels, the music videos that also push the narrative within the overall narrative presented within the music. I mean, as you could see, the end of Normalize had the people experimenting on Jelly Haha going to like the Jellyverse, I guess, which was the Bounce House music video. So everything's connected. Everything is done in this cohesive manner. So my belief is that the track listing is a balance of course, like telling the story within the album, but also being arranged in a way that allows Jelly Haha to control her breathing. Because I imagine for her show at the Resident DTLA, which is going to happen on August 8th, I imagine she's going to play the entire album. So you have two additional songs that we haven't heard, and I'm sure there's going to be props and choreography for those two tracks, in addition to the other eight that we already heard. Yeah, I think that this project, nothing is left to chance. Everything is done by design. And that's why I personally believe that this track listing for this album is equal parts. It tells the story, but also keeps in mind that Jelly Haha has to control her breathing in addition to doing the singing and the dancing for the live set. And man, I gotta give out my props to the person that came up with a choreography that is listed within the credits of, you know, numerous posts on her profile. But again, just the way the project has really come together over the last 3 months, I mean, I think the sky's the limit. As I've said in numerous videos and episodes before, I think once this debut album comes out, this is the point of no return for her, and this is the catalyst. It's the point of critical mass. I think critical mass rather. Once she's featured on a playlist, and especially like the larger playlist that, you know, mainstream artists are a part of, I think it's Jover in so many words. But one thing I have to point out specifically that happened recently was that Normalize has started to move up on the, I guess, the newer artist playlist, specifically Fresh Finds, and I think it's like Fresh Finds Indie, if I'm not mistaken. But if you go on her Spotify profile, you'll find that she's been added to these, like, to those specific playlists. And once that debut album comes out, I'm most assured, I'm positive that she will end up on, fuck man, every other playlist you can imagine. And then from there, I don't know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens once the debut album releases. Maybe she gets added to a bunch of festivals, and who knows, man. I mean, I think she's going to be featured on the radio and, of course, television. I don't know, man. I have this inkling or feeling that this project is just made for television. You want to see, this is something that you want to see. And if you haven't seen the music video for Normalize, I think you got to check it out, and you'll get what I'm talking about, because Jelly Haha's head has been transplanted from the Spit music video. Yeah, her head's been transplanted onto this giant body that has like clown attire. You know what? There's even like a horror element. There's something creepy and scary about her eyes, and of course this giant clown body that she has, that has like a dimension within underneath her clothes. I don't know, man. You look it up. You check that out yourself, and you'll get what I'm saying. But nonetheless, that is the conspiracy theory that I have for Jelly Haha. And as I was saying before, be on the lookout for our album review that we should be recording this week, for those of you that are interested. But, you know, thanks so much for checking us out. We really appreciate the views and all the subs and everything that's happened over the last couple weeks. So thank you for all the support, and we'll catch you all at the album review that should be coming out this week. But anyways, I've been talking way too much. We'll catch you all on the next one.